fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver," the Lone Ranger. Whenever new territory was open to settlers in the western United States, the Army was called on to preserve law and order among the thousands of emigrants that crowded the starting line. But away from the line and days before the starting gun, outlaws laid their plans to cheat the honest men and women who obeyed the laws. Only the daring and resourcefulness of the masked rider of the plains prevented their success. Only his strength and courage preserved the West as a land of equal opportunity. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Comanche territory. Tell us waiting for us. Hail, Silver, away!
A solitary rider galloped his horse down the straggling main street of Two Gun, slapping his mount with a leather quirt and firing his six gun into the air.
Yippee! I am you, hombres!
The horses tied in front of the Pinto Cafe reared and snorted as the rider yanked his mount to a stop. He hit the ground and slammed across the porch and through the swinging door.
Hey, you wildcats, close up your mouths and look at here. I got news. Yippee!
Hey, Carson, what for you shooting that mare? Send me back plenty of cash.
Hang your mare. I'll tell you, I got news. The government's going to open the Comanche territory. Hey, I tell you, it's true as I'm standing here. The government bought the land of Comanche Indians, paid cash for it. Going to be open to settlers.
When's it going to be, Carson?
Say, that's mighty rich country.
Prime land.
Give me a chance, you fellas. Sure, it's good land. Good for grazing cattle, good for farmland. And as some say, there's plenty of gold there, too. Don't know just when folks will be able to go in and stake out land for the sales, but it's...
You don't know. Shucks, Carson, sounds like you're shooting off your mouth.
I tell you, it's gospel.
Yeah, well, there's been talk afore about opening the Comanche territory to settlers. Yeah. This sounds like more of the same. What proof you got?
Plenty of proof, Barber. The government man's right here in town.
Carson, you're certain?
Sure is shooting. I hightailed into Two Gun just to jump on a spraddle ahead of him. He's outside the general store right now, giving out the details.
Well, jumping Mavericks, why didn't you say so?
Well, you didn't give me the chance.
Lazarus, Lefty, yeah. Close up the cafe. Ain't no time for trade. No chance, let's just go on. I want to hear what this government man's got to say.
Come on, fellas, come on. That's him, the government agent.
The government is opening the Comanche territory to settlers. You know the system for working a matter of this sort.
Me and Molly are going to get us a claim.
Shut up,
listen. All those going into the territory will start is 5 miles west of Two Gun. An army company will patrol the territory to see that no one enters ahead of time. Anyone trying to sneak in and stake out land before the regular time will be arrested. At dawn, on the designated day, a gun will be fired. That will be the signal to cross the line and stake out claims. Stay on your claim until the government officials come along and register it in your name. That's all.
Hey, mister.
Yes?
Just one thing. You left out the most important point. When's the day?
Yeah, when can folks head into the territory?
The gun will be fired at dawn on the 23rd.
23rd? Well, that's Saturday. I got to get the news tomorrow.
Hey, Carson.
Hey, let go, Barbara. I'm in an all-black.
Hold your horses a second, will you?
Well?
You know plenty about that Comanche territory, don't you? You've been all through it.
Well, supposing I have, what about it?
You got your smart old picked out, ain't you?
Well, maybe so, Barbara. Not that it's your affair.
Don't just inquire.
Well, no harm in talking. I reckon ain't nobody can beat me to the land I want anyways. Barbara, once that gun goes off, I'll head straight for the head of the valley, where the river starts. It's...
Yeah?
No, never mind, never mind. I'm always doing too much talking.
The head of the valley, eh? Well, seeing as you got the fastest horse in these here parts, I don't reckon anybody can beat you there.
You're right about that. My horse, Blizzard, is the fastest four-legged critter this side of the Pecos. I... Well, anyways, the less said, the better. Adios, Barbara.
Adios, Carson. Adios. The head of the valley.
Howdy, boss. Can I open the cafe now for business?
Yeah, Lefty, open it. No, wait.
Huh? You got something on your mind?
Yeah. Water.
Oh, I don't savvy.
Carson done some talking, Lefty. He got it all figured to get some mighty good land in that territory.
Ain't nobody going to stop him, boss. He's got the fastest horse there is.
I'm going to stop him, Lefty.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to stop him. I want that land, Savvy. It'll give control of the water, control of the whole territory. We're going to get that land, Lefty. Fast horse or no fast horse?
Keno. Maybe Carson ought to meet with an accident, huh?
Yeah. A serious accident, Lefty. Maybe he might step in the way of a bullet. Yeah, better get moving right now.
Yeah, Barber. He won't bother you none. I know a shortcut.
Poor Carson, always shooting off his mouth. Well, when Lefty meets him on the trail and pulls trigger, Carson won't do no more talking. He'll be food for the buzzard. Hey, you. You, Injun. What you hanging around for?
On me, doing nothing.
You've been listening to me and Lefty?
Huh?
Never mind. Is that your horse? Then vamoose, Injun. Straddle that paint and make tracks. Get out pronto, Savvy.
Me go.
Yeah, don't come back, Injun. Keep right on traveling.
Come up, scout. Plenty bad hombre. We go tell Lone Ranger. Get him up, scout.
Yeah, Blizzard, old horse. We're going to get the best slice of land you ever seen. For Molly, Blizzard, your water and pasture land.
Carson,
huh?
Carson, look out!
Well, I'll be dogged. Sounds like that fella's hailing me. Got an engine with him. Say, Blizzard, that's sure some horse he's riding. That white horse might even give you a run for your money. Slow up, boy. We'll see what they want.
Carson, don't slow down. Go faster.
What in thunder? Mister, you're mad.
Carson, get moving. That cliff beside the trail makes a perfect spot for an ambush. On your way.
Now, hold on, mister.
There's no time for talk. Grab his reins, Tonto.
You go fast.
What in thunder do you think you're doing?
Come on, Carson. Get away from the cliff.
You're talking about an ambush. Mister, that don't make sense.
Him shoot.
Hey, there's some army on the cliff shooting at it.
I'll keep him busy. Keep running.
No sneaking polecat can shoot at me without a fight. Let go of them reins, Injuns. I'm heading back.
No, you loco.
You can't get back, Carson. There's no way to climb that cliff. Get out of range.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, masked man.
We're out of range now, Carson.
Mister, I'm sure obliged. I'd have been done for if you hadn't warned me. What's it all about?
Keep riding, Carson. We'll explain when we get to your home. Keep riding.
Come on, Blizzard.
Get him up, Scout.
That's it, Silver. We'll talk later.
You was ambushed on account of the government's opening up the Comanche territory.
I come mighty nigh getting shot.
And if it hadn't been for this masked man and the engine warning you,
I wouldn't be here now. I'd be lying in the trail with a mouthful of dust and not knowing the difference.
But why didn't you go after the varmint? There's three of you.
I can explain that, Mrs. Carson. There was no way to get up that cliff without taking the long way around. The man up there would have been gone long before we got there.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, but who was it?
I didn't get a close look, Molly. I don't know.
I don't savvy why anyone should want... Hank Carson.
Yeah?
You always was the one for talking. Did you let anything slip in town about the spot we got picked out to claim in the territory?
Why,
did you?
I reckon so, Molly. Oh, you know me. Can't keep my mouth shut.
I might have guessed. Well, as plain as the nose on your face, Hank Carson. The man you talked to is the one that tried to ambush you.
No, it couldn't be Barbara.
Barbara, huh?
Now, Molly, Barbara runs a cafe. He's a real nice
kid. Real nice. Barbara's a rattlesnake. A rattlesnake that don't even give warning before he strikes. I tell you, Hank, if Barbara knows where you're going to stake a claim, we're going to have plenty more trouble before we stake out that land. Plenty.
No, we ain't. First off, I ain't convinced it was Barbara. We didn't see the gent up on the cliff. I can't go to town and accuse Barbara for that, can I?
Well, I reckon not, but
besides, I got Blizzard, ain't I? He's the fastest horse west of the Pecos, ain't he? There ain't nothing going to stop us getting that land. Nothing. Ain't it so, Masked Man?
Masked Man, you tell Hank he's plumb loco, putting all his trust in... Hank, he ain't here.
Huh?
The Masked Man and Injun.
Well, I'll be dogged.
They must have slipped out when we were talking.
Shucks, and I didn't even have time to thank them proper. Well, anyways, I don't reckon I need to help no more. There ain't nothing else going to happen. I'm certain of it.
I wish I could say the same, Hank.
Huh?
I just got a feeling. A feeling that them skunks that tried to get you ain't giving up whoever they are. I got a feeling that maybe they're planning more mischief right this minute. Hank, I don't like it one bit.
So you missed, huh? You was all sitting the cliff beside the trail with Carson combined, you missed.
Barbara, I tell you that.
They could have at least put a bullet into that horse of his.
I tell you, I didn't have the chance. The masked man of the engine warned him too soon.
What masked man?
Well, I don't know, but he sure enough warned Carson. I started pouring lead, but they was out of range in no time. And I was plenty busy ducking bullets, too.
Yeah, don't savvy. How could a masked hombre know what her plans were?
He sent bullets so close to me, I could hear him buzz.
Wait a minute. Did you say you had an engine with him?
Yeah.
Riding a paint horse?
You know him?
The very same. I should have figured that engine was grabbing himself an air fool.
Huh?
He must have heard every word you and me smoked, Lefty.
You mean when you told me to take the shortcut and drag out Carson?
Yeah. Purge with a masked hombre, huh? Now, who
is this? Masked rode a white horse, Barber.
Where would a masked outlaw want to butt in on a drag horse and fur? Masked man on an engine. You don't savvy.
Masked hombre called his horse Silver.
Engine riding a paint and... Lefty, say that again.
Huh?
What you said, the name of that horse. Did you say Silver?
Yeah, I heard him call his horse that. Silver. Say, what's eating you, Barber?
Lefty, that there was a Lone Ranger.
A Lone?
Where do you think you're going?
A Lone Ranger? Let go of me, Barber. I'm making tracks. I don't care to stack up against that, hombre.
You ain't going nowhere, Lefty. Except to tell the boys I want them.
You're going through with it?
Yeah, Lone Ranger or no Lone Ranger. Get the boys and serve me this.
Yeah?
Instead of meeting me here in the back room of the cafe, tell them to meet me out near Boot Hill outside of town.
Huh? In the dark?
Yeah. I want to make certain that mask, hombre, don't hear what I'm planning. Now get.
There are bad men, Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto, at the top of the hill. Quiet, Silver. You'll stay here with Scout, old boy.
We stay close to ground, huh?
Creep forward, Tonto. We'll crawl toward them softly.
It's plenty dark.
Barbara has his whole gang up there. Notice all those figures against the sky. Comanche territory will be open at dawn tomorrow. They've got to learn how Barbara plans to get the jump on Carson. We're getting closer now.
Talk plenty quiet.
We'll have to get closer. Right beside me. If Barbara's as smart as he's crooked, he'll have guards posted all around.
Me not see guard.
Keep watching as we move forward. Can you hear what they're talking about yet?
Me not hear them. Too far.
Then whip. Careful, Tonto. That looks like...
What blazes him?
Quick, before he spreads a warning.
Barber! It's the masked man! No!
You knock him down.
Too late, Kemosabe. He roused the others. Quick, Tonto, back to the horses.
After him, it's the masked man!
Get your horses!
Here, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
There they are! Four lead at him. Shoot!
Come on!
I'll take a shot. Don't shoot.
No use chasing him, Barber. We'll never catch him.
Yeah, left is right. No use wasting our horses trying to grab them, too. Besides, we need our horses for riding. Plenty of riding. It's sure a good thing the Lone Ranger didn't get close enough to hear us scream. Now he'll never stop us.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. At the edge of the Comanche territory, a crowd milled through the night, waiting for dawn and the gun that would send them pouring across the line to claim new land. Horses, wagons, every type of conveyance added to the confusion. It was impossible for the Lone Ranger and Tonto to locate any of Barber's men. And
look at the campfires, Tonto. There must be more than 1,000 people here, all waiting to get new land. We could look all night and find no trace of Barber in this crowd.
Him got scheme.
We only have about 6 hours before the starting gun is fired, Tonto. That means we've got to learn what Barber's plan is before then.
How we find out?
And just keep your eyes open, Kemosabe. Just keep watching.
And 20 miles away, at the other end of the long starting line.
No sign of the mask yet, Barber.
Keep back to them campfires earlier.
My jaw still feels like a mule kicked it, Barber.
Shut up and keep close.
We come far enough, Barber.
Yeah, I reckon so. Pull up. Steady. You know what you to do, Lefty?
Still goes.
We ain't changing plans. Why should we?
Well, the mask yet. Maybe he heard.
If he heard, we'd be corralled by this time. Now, you're going to Carson's place, Sally.
Yeah, I'll wear a bandana so he don't know who I am.
You're right. Tie him up, understand? Tie him up good and tight. And the same for his wife. And then, skedaddle.
Yeah.
And as for that horse of his, let it out of the corral. Let it run.
No need for that. I'll tie him up so tight they won't get loose for a week.
You ain't taking no risks. You're leaving as soon as you tie him up, ain't you? Supposing Carson gets loose. Supposing he gets his horse and rides me up before the stalking gun.
That still gives us 4 hours head start, Barber. That ought to be ample for us to reach that land.
Nobody asked you, Willie. But nothing. Head start or no head start, I'm making sure, Savvy. All right, Lefty. Slip that kerchief up on your face and get moving.
On my way. Get up, horse.
Hey, you just follow me. We're crossing the line. We're crossing the line.
Sure, Barber, sure. But we all hear the government man. We step across that line ahead of dawn, and there's a whole regiment of cavalry waiting to slap us in the calibre. Yes.
That Comanche territory is plenty big, Willie. They got a mighty slim chance of catching us.
Well, long as it's dark, maybe. But come sun up.
Come sun up, we'll be 4 hours traveling from the line, way past the soldiers.
It's a gamble.
It's a sure thing. Besides, with 4 hours start, we'll get to that land ahead of anybody. We'll do it easy. Then, when the government man comes around, why, we tell him, sure, we left at dawn. Started right with the crack of the gun. He won't know the difference. Come on, gents, follow me. Go easy. Take it easy. Jumping the gun and slipping right past the soldiers. It's going to be a cinch as long as Lefty takes care of Carson. A plumb line cinch.
Molly, let me have another cup of coffee.
Oh, Hank, don't you reckon you ought to rest?
No, too doggone excited. Besides, it's only about 3 hours to dawn. Take me half an hour to ride from here to the starting line. Ain't no use trying to sleep for about 3 hours, is there? Oh, Molly, I tell you, it's the prettiest land you ever did see. Rolling, rich, plenty of water. Hey.
What's that?
Well, that sounds like Blizzard, my horse. He's in the corral. At least the way he ought to be.
Hank, was that...
Blizzard, he's got loose. He's heading for the open range.
That horse is half wild.
I gotta catch him. He's the only fast horse I got. I got to.
You ain't going nowhere, Carson.
What in thunder you
doing? Look out! Hank!
Get that rope and tie him up. They'll both be hog-tied and rope tighter than the yearling colt. And there ain't nobody going to get you loose.
This way to Carson Ranch, Kemosabe.
The faster, Tonto. The sooner we get there, the better.
Look, horse come this way.
Oh, Silver, steady, boy. There's something wrong, Tonto. That doesn't sound like a horse with a rider.
Huh?
Listen, sounds almost like a runaway.
Him come by us.
Tonto, that's Carson's horse.
That's right.
Running wild. No saddle, he's loose.
Where you go?
Head for Carson's ranch, Kemosabe. Get there fast. Come on, Silver.
Where you go?
Silver and I'll capture Carson's horse. Get to the ranch. As soon as we rope the horse, we'll get back. Hi-yo, Silver, how are you?
It took the Lone Ranger only a few moments to rope the runaway. Then, leading the horse, he headed for the Carson ranch. Tonto had already untied Carson and his wife. And when the Lone Ranger heard what had happened, he...
There's your horse, Carson. We're riding for the starting line.
Hank, do you feel all right?
Oh, sure, honey. Just got a bump on the head. Here, Blizzard.
And we got him on halter. Him not run away.
That yellow sneaking coyote of a Barber.
Barber went through the lines ahead of time. Once we tell the commanding officer that, he may have a chance, Carson.
Then what are we waiting for? Now let's go.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
We'll find the commanding officer at the starting line. Let me do the talking.
Thank you.
Hey, what's that? You say this man, Barber, sneaked through the line ahead of time?
He's got a four-hour head start, Colonel.
He'll be captured. The regiment's on patrol duty to make sure no one goes into the Comanche territory before dawn.
But suppose he isn't captured. Suppose he got away.
Eh? Well, in that case, I'm sorry.
Sorry? But, Colonel,
dawn, when the starting gun is fired, I can furnish you with men to ride after Barber. That's the only way. It's necessary to have proof.
Proof? But, Colonel, Barber will have a four-hour lead. Let us go ahead now to head him off.
Impossible. Just because one man beats the gun... And mind you, I can't be certain of that just on your say-so. Because one man beats it, I can't permit others to do so, can I? Besides, there's plenty more land.
Not like the section I got my mind on.
Sorry, I can't help you anymore. You'll have to wait for the starting gun at dawn. That's final.
Yeah, much good it'll do. Barber's already 4 hours in the Comanche lane.
Carson, on your horse. There's a warning bugle.
Gun off quick.
Mister, we got to catch Barber. We got to. I'm praying Blizzard is the horse I think he is.
How far is it to your section?
Maybe 50 miles, but it's bad country for traveling. It takes plenty of time.
I think even Blizzard can't make it.
I ain't giving up, Molly.
That's the spirit, Carson. We'll ride with you.
You soldiers, stay with us. Get ready to start. The gun will go off in 10 seconds.
Oh, look. Plenty of people, huh?
Yes, Kimasabe. All lined up, ready to move.
All ready!
Come on, here we go! Come on, Blizzard!
Come on, Silver!
The long line surged forward. Shouting, yelling men urged their horses on. Wagons crashed and jammed in the fight to get land, to take over the Comanche territory. Thundering hoofs and rolling wagon wheels, clouds of dust. And speaking out in front of all the rest, with Tonto and Carson and the two soldiers behind him, the Lone Ranger and the great horse Silver.
Hail, Silver! Hooray!
One hour later, deep in Comanche territory.
Carson, can't your horse go any faster?
Mister, I figured Blizzard could beat anything on four legs. But there ain't no horse can keep up with Silver.
Soldiers, drop behind.
I don't know what to do. There ain't a chance of beating Barber unless we make better time. Not a chance.
Tonto, can Scout keep up with Silver?
Maybe for a while, Kimasabe.
Good. Carson, listen. Tonto and I'll ride ahead.
What?
You've told me where that land is. You bring the soldiers as fast as you can. We'll try to reach that land before Barber.
I don't savvy, mister. You'll never make it.
We can try. Adios.
When you hit the river, head upstream. The ravine narrows out into a flat tableland. That's the spot.
Stay with me, Tonto. All right, Silver.
Get up, Scout.
Come on, you soldiers. Adios, fast man. Adios, and good luck. Watch out for the quicksand.
Barber's on the way. We've got to get there first. Faster, Silver, old boy. Faster.
Is mud clear up to the withers.
I've never seen such tough country for traveling. Come on, you're on a high. Get up there.
We've been traveling since before dawn and getting to no place.
We covered plenty of miles.
This here marsh is worse than the quicksand was. Get moving, horse.
What are you beefing about? We got a good lead, ain't we? Carson must be miles behind.
Yeah, but maybe the mask on.
Lone Ranger?
He's been helping Carson. Maybe.
He can't help Carson out anymore, Wally. As soon as we get to the river, we head upstream and put in places.
Barber, look yonder.
That white horse.
The masked men, the engine. They're riding like a stampede.
They're heading for the river. We gotta beat them. Use your whips. Let these cayuses travel.
They get there first.
They won't get there first. We'll beat them if we have to shoot them down to do it. Loosen your six guns. Way they're heading, you get right close to them near the finish. Grab your horses. Run till they drop. We gotta beat the Lone Ranger.
Get to land soon.
There it is, Tonto, right up ahead.
There, Barber.
The ravine's getting narrow. We're pulling ahead of them. Faster. Up the slope. Climb, Silver. Up,
Scout.
Now, behind that rock and pull up.
Oh, Scout. Good. We can hear first.
That's far enough, Barber. This land is claimed.
We'll get them,
boys.
Ride them down.
Take a gun.
Hold to those guns, Barber. We're too late.
Hold on. There's somebody around to stop us. Get a bullet.
All right, Tonto, they're asking for us. We'll hold them off until Carson and the soldiers get here.
They five against two.
Reach for your guns, Tonto. We'll hold them off no matter what the odds. If they want shooting, they'll get it.
Go on that branch, man. He moves like lightning.
He shot the gun right out of my hand.
Pick it up. Pick it up and fight.
Not me. I had a friend.
All right, Private. Drop that gun. Drop it right.
No, don't shoot, mister. Don't shoot. You get us.
Tonto, what's the others? That was good shooting.
I never seen such shooting in my life.
You stand still.
Hey,
I'm some ass man. It's Carson. He's got soldiers with him.
Mister, you done it. Escape my land from these stinking skunks.
That brought us here in time, Carson. The land's yours. You'll take care of these prisoners?
Sure will. The soldiers got them under guard right now.
And we'll go. Come on, Tonto.
Sure, seen if it hadn't been for that hombre, we'd have grabbed off your land.
You land grabbers will get jailed for this, Barber. And say, when Molly hears how the masked man helped us to...
What's in your mind? You got us, ain't you?
Yeah, but the masked man, he's riding off. I didn't even get the chance to figure who it might be. And that horse he's got, faster than Blizzard ever was.
You mean to say you don't know who that is? Carson, I figure I'm plenty loco for trying to tangle with that hombre. I should have known better. Why, Carson, that there's a Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.